I'm a little late to the jump here.
Hello, Bobbles Nation.
And beyond.
We are here.
Ooh, why are we scritchy scratching?
Scritchy. All right, we're good.
Ooh, it's my,
oh, it's you.
It's
my,
you.
It's me.
Okay, here we
it's
go.
It's you.
Okay.
We are here live on location.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the world. Somewhere very special.
Sunny Saratoga.
And our... So we'll explain why we're here.
Right.
But I want to introduce a very exciting guest on the podcast today.
I think she's going to be a fan favorite.
I'm really excited for her podcast. She is probably one of the funniest people I know. Truth be told. Oh, pressure's on.
No pressure.
No pressure. God, people are going to want her on every week.
I know.
So sorry. But she is a franchisee in my hometown. Fun fact.
Yes, this is a very fun fact.
I was born in Atlanta. So
don't say Hotlanta, please.
No, I didn't.
I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
It's so
we embarrassing.
Don't say it. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's chuggy.
It's really chuggy.
By the way, I got a new phone case that's really chuggy. It's like a phone case wallet.
That's got a wrist ring attached to it.
Chuggy. She's had that one too.
I have. I upgraded to this one, which doesn't have it. Now it has a. What is it?
Oh, it's like a thing that you slide your middle finger
in. A ring stand? Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah, my son told me I was a major.
I don't like the color either.
He told me, what would he say? It's, Mom, that's cringe. You're so mid. I don't know what that means.
Mid? Ooh. Ooh, that's tough. Being called mid is tough.
Yeah, he goes, it has no riz.
Ooh.
But
anyway. He does have riz.
We are here with the Riz Queen.
Yes.
Ooh.
Owner
of
Bobbles.
What does riz mean?
A pizzazz.
Oh, I got pizzazz for days.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So without further ado, we have Erin Dupree here, and she is the owner of Bobbles and Lace Atlanta. Welcome, Erin.
Hello. Hold your applause, please.
Oh, no, wait. Don't hold your applause.
No, don't.
Oh, wrong one. I love it.
You know what's chuggy? That.
Listen, I'm chuggy. I say we just own it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, we look very boudoir on the set today, don't
we?
We
do. We're all in different matching sets.
Paint me like your naked ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Rose.
Yes, exactly.
Keep me in clothes.
Okay, listen, we could joke and laugh all day. I think we all tickle each other just in the right spot.
Yeah.
But let's talk business before we talk shit.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Erin, tell me all about you. That's so vague. I want to know who you are, where you started, how we found you, the whole shebang.
Whole shebang. So I grew up in Tallahassee, Florida. It is unlike the rest of Florida. I affectionately call it L.A., Lower Alabama. It is just...
I only wish you tell people you're from L.A.
I know. I want you to say that now.
You guys need to visit it.
What's it like?
It's very Southern, a lot of Lily Pulitzer. It gives me the ick.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I see a clan in Lily Pulitzer and I just get the hives.
Yeah.
I digress.
Like the Ku Klux Klan?
Not
really?
Not quite that bad, but they are all wearing Lily Pulitzer.
Yeah.
Oh. Just at the clan, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Just seems ladies
different.
And
yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking the clan. I was like,
They might be there. We don't know.
Just as bad.
Yeah. So moved to Atlanta after college at Florida State. And I met the wonderful Jeff.
What brought you to Atlanta
my jefe,
first? Before you get to your man.
So I actually got a job working as an editor of a magazine.
Oh.
And so it was this, you know, glamorous job. I moved to Atlanta, did not know a soul, just me and my little dog. She
Can
was
I
my
ask
best
what
friend.
Magazine it was?
I don't even remember the name, honestly.
What kind of magazine?
It was a wedding magazine, like a bridal magazine, okay?
That's dreamy.
Yeah. I mean, it was a dream job. I move up here or to Atlanta, and within like 2 weeks the magazine folded. I was basically homeless because I was living in this like beautiful home that belonged to the mother of the owner of the magazine, and they were letting me stay there until I found a place. But then of course once the magazine folded, they wanted me out of the house.
Right.
But I had, you know, no job. Didn't know anyone in Atlanta, and, you know, ended up, thankfully, a few months later, finding, you know, just like a boring office job or something, which I stayed at for 8 years. Fuck. Like, all that youth wasted. Those were my, like, hot years, too.
You know, that happens really fast.
Yeah.
You're not like alone in that.
And it's like 8 years.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. But met one of my best friends there. Bert, shout out Bert.
Oh, we met Bert.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah, he catered the grand opening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's great. He's
I didn't know that's where you found him.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be in love with him. That was before I knew he was gay.
I've been in love with a gay man a time or two.
Yeah,
they're hard ones to yeah. shake off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm low key in love with Derek Sagami, so it's fine.
yeah. It happens to the best of us. Yeah. So while I was at this illustrious, you know, like corporate America job, I met Jeff on a dating app.
Oh, on a dating app?
Yeah.
What was it? Did he say the first line or did you?
I think so.
Do you have any memory of what it was?
No. I mean, it was one of the like old school ones where you get matched.
Oh, okay.
You know? And so we went on a date, our first date, and then it just, you know, from there, here we are.
Where was your first date?
We went to, oh God, what is the name of it? Joey D's.
Oh.
It's like a nice, like, steak. We had oysters.
Oh, you oysters. Love an oyster.
I love an oyster. He's from New England. Mm-hmm. So, you know, segue to finding Bobbles.
Yeah.
So we go up to the Boston area in Newport all the time. For a while, we were going to Newport every summer for vacation, and that's where I went into my first Bobbles and Lace. Mm. And Jeff swears you were there, Lindsay. Like, he has the best memory. I
probably was.
You probably were. So we went in, and I remember I loved, like, the vibe and the aesthetic, and I felt really, like, welcome there.
Yeah.
Even though, at the time, I probably couldn't fit into, like, 75% of the clothes. Shout out Ozempic.
We love it. We love it.
But, yeah, I just loved it and started shopping there. And at some point, I don't even remember kind of, like, the chain of events, but I ended up on the phone with this woman, Michaela.
Mm. Oh my God, this is the best story.
Sexy phone voice.
I couldn't wait to hear about this.
There was a necklace, I think, on your website.
Yeah, you were buying
tequila. Lindsay always says tacos, and I'm like,
no, it was tequila.
Stop with a fat joke.
We had both. We did have both.
That same necklace came in bay. B-A-E, and then tequilas and tacos.
Yes.
I mean, tequila and tacos. I don't know where the bay fit into that story.
Cringe. Yeah, bay is very cringe. Yeah. Bay is chewy.
It's very chewy. Yeah. But yeah.
But
yeah.
Sold, so.
So I wanted this tequila necklace, and it was sold out. And so I think I called, and Michaela helped me source this masterpiece.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we connected on social media or something, and I said, hey, I love the brand. Do you guys have any remote positions? And you said, we don't, but we are starting to franchise. Or I think maybe you guys had maybe just announced.
Yeah,
it was Hingham. Really early.
Yeah. And so I came home and I told Jeff, who had gone to, he went to Georgia Tech and got his MBA with a focus on entrepreneur. I don't know how to say that word.
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I've had a couple of tequilas.
I definitely can't spell it. Don't ask me to spell it.
I can spell it, but I can't say
you
it.
You can spell it?
Yes. I won the spelling bee in sixth grade, bitch.
Oh, my God. Spelling is my, that I'm not, that's my Achilles.
We're going to have a spelling bee tonight.
Yeah, let's do it. God. We're going to spell entrepreneurship.
We get to spell check our presentations tomorrow.
Every time we give a presentation, there's always spelling errors. Have you noticed that?
I do. I have an editorial background.
Even Bobbles is spelled wrong.
I'm
so
happy
it's like
to
kind
spell
of,
check for
it's
you.
It's part of the brand.
This brand is very into spelling wrong.
Yeah. But who cares? It's all about fashion.
We have these American Express cards I ordered for the team.
For the and company. Is
B&L,
it BAU?
No, it's B&L franchise. And I was like, look, guys, I got you.
Guess what? Didn't notice until months later. It says fan size.
We've been using them for months. And so, of course, I could change it or I could leave it.
Just leave it. It's a memory.
Leaving it forever.
Leaving it.
Fantastic. It's a mem.
Yep. It's so fun. So
I came home and I told Jeff, and he said, set up a meeting just like that. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah, because he had been wanting to kind of dabble. You know, he had gotten his MBA. He's always had a very entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
I said that was good. Perfect.
That was really good.
And so I remember the first meeting. I couldn't even join because I was traveling at the time with another illustrious corporate America job. Mm-hmm. And so Jeff, you know, did the meeting probably with you guys.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't even remember. I feel like from there, it just, that was in October. Yeah. And then I came up for my discovery day in March. Yeah. I remember it was St. Patrick's Day weekend, mm-hmm. Yes. which is like wild in Boston,
yeah.
by the way. Yeah. And I was so nervous. I had dinner with you guys and you're all like these hot, skinny bitches. And
Red coquette.
Lindsay brought a handbag shaped like a gun.
Yes.
Oh, I brought my gun bag.
I remember. Yeah. And I felt, I was like, oh, wow, they're bringing the Southern with like, you know, we love our guns.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it, but it's perfect.
Yeah. It's perfect. And so we had dinner and then we went, the next day I came to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. And
were you blown away by its glamour? I'm sure
I was. I remember like peeing in the bathroom and it was like 10 degrees. Yeah. It was freezing.
Our unheated bathroom.
Yeah.
People think it's so glamorous. No. It's funny. We have one area, one room in the office that's pretty.
Yes.
And the rest is a.
Oh, their offices are great.
It's Sam's office. That's the only thing that's pretty.
Sam's office is fine.
Mine's a disaster.
Mine's a disaster. Sam's we can use, but the rest of us, we're slobs.
Little do we know for a discovery day, Erin, Lindsay cleans her office by shoving all of her shit behind her office door.
Behind the door.
Keeping it open. Do it. Whatever it takes.
I put it in the door, and then I make sure Derek comes and sweeps up some of the poop.
Yeah.
We have a little furry friend sometimes.
Oh, yeah. There were dogs there. Yes. Unless you're talking about a rat.
Yeah, it's both.
No, the rat's gone. The rat. You haven't seen a rat in a year.
Yeah. Well, we didn't exactly know what kind of animal we had, but we kept finding little poop. And we're like, oh, turd.
And it was eating the sterling jewelry.
Yeah. So we
were found... Were its turds silver?
We found its nest in the corner of the... Like, in a corner wall of the warehouse.
Yeah.
And it had so much of our jewelry.
I bet it was a raccoon.
Oh, we would love.
I want a domesticated raccoon.
We do too.
And also a baby skunk.
They're so
I'm afraid of the spraying with the skunk.
I mean, if you can train them from.
Do they spray out of fear though?
Yeah, my husband feeds a skunk outside and it doesn't spray.
They give
him.
You like a little, they give these little like warning, like tippy taps.
And okay. They show you his bum.
Yeah, then they turn into fart kitties.
Yeah. They show you the bum and they go, look.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were,
and when they do that, you better. Whew.
Yeah. You're no, but move. But you know what? Actually, they love. So there was an injured skunk in our yard. Mm. So of course
they always find their way to your animal hospital.
Derek, they sniff
Cinderella.
Them out. They know.
Yeah. I remember the seagull in Newport.
Yeah.
He got eight out of his hand.
Yeah.
Snow White, we call him.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's his thing. He rehabbed birds before. We always have an animal we're rehabbing. He feeds the squirrels by hand.
So what did he do to the skunk?
So the skunk, he found the skunk, and we actually had to call animal control, and they came and they said, you got to feed it scrambled eggs.
Get out.
Skunks love scrambled eggs.
I did hear this. Yeah. I watch a lot of TikToks. I'm very educated.
Yeah. That's where I get my news too.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs. So next time you see a skunk and you want to like make friends, just make them some eggs.
I don't know that I've seen skunks.
They only come out at night, I thought, right? Does Atlanta have skunks?
I've never seen them. I see like deer and possums and coyotes.
Interesting.
Gators? You see gators?
No, that's Florida.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
Did you see him when you lived in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I remember I had a biology teacher in college, and she told me that basically every body of water in Florida, there is or has been an alligator at one point in time.
Yeah.
And that shit scared me.
I heard that, too, and that's why they do the fountains. Yeah. There's, like, all these fountains, so the water stays moving. So apparently, they don't like moving water. They like still water.
Oh, I'll have to remember that and do, like, some little splishy splashes.
Yeah. Remember that year all these kids at Disney were getting eaten by alligators? It was, like, 3 in 1 year.
Yeah,
I took my kids to Disney. They were terrified. They just actually snuck into the hotel room, truth be told.
And I love it.
They're creeping around in the background.
We'll interview them someday.
Someday. You guys want to be on camera and talk about gators at Disney?
They're like, we're good.
No. He'll pass.
Yeah. Anyway, we had our beautiful discovery day.
Yeah.
In our cold warehouse. Our heatless warehouse.
Yeah, we had the Discovery Day, and then I went and visited the Marblehead store, and then Lindsay said, you know, we love you.
Yep.
It's unanimous.
It's true. It's true.
And then I think the very next week you guys came down and we looked at real estate.
Yep.
And then that was in April, and then we opened in August, which is just wild. Yeah, I remember thinking at the time, really, like, I couldn't wait to quit my job.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, it's never going to be here. And then looking back, it all, you know, progressed so fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, April to August, yeah.
And so, now we're coming up on your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, we have our 1 year anniversary party this weekend.
Holy smokes.
I know.
We have where the time goes. Very exciting things in the works.
In the works.
So please, if you're wondering what we're talking about, I'm not gonna break the news, but I will say, make sure you follow B&L Atlanta.
That's right.
Yeah, Bobbles and Lace Atlanta.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
On the Insta.
Well, I also want to dive a little bit into fashion because we have to. I love it. That's what we're here for. That's what we do.
Right.
We're going to talk clothes.
Yep.
We're going to talk icks. We're going to talk what we're excited about and what we're really excited to bury. So let's start with what we want to bury.
Okay.
What is it that you're like, please
I
take
on? I have two.
Two. I want
to hear. Yeah, she's fucking ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to rant on this shit.
Yeah.
So first is when, and I only see this on like the young girls, okay?
Well, we're young, but like younger.
Younger, yeah. I'm like 22, 23.
Okay.
Even going up to like your age, Mikhail, like 26.
Love that.
And my age, Erin.
And your age, right? Oh, I thought you were actually younger than that.
Exactly.
I love it. When they wear those like fucking crew socks with the sneakers. You know what I mean?
I do that.
It just ruins the whole look. I'm not going to name names. I have...
So, like, say more, because I do sport a high sock with a sneaker.
This is different. It's when I go to work out, though. Yes.
It's not an everyday.
It's not, like, the cute, like, scrunchy, taller athletic sock. Like, I do that now, like, over my leggings. Before, that was a very...
Yes.
You know, wasn't a good look. It harkens back to the 90s.
Right, right.
Not that any of us were around then.
No.
But... These are they're a little bit of like a shorter sock. So like the girls will wear like denim shorts and then they'll do the white crew sock with like the Sambas or the Gazelles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. It just like ruins the look. It makes it look like
dorky,
sloppy, slob kebab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of the goal to elongate the leg? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right now, I see a lot of girls wearing the high top, like the high top Converse or a high top Van.
They're not cute.
It cuts the leg off. Yeah. Why do you want to look stumpy?
Look, right. I got cankles for days, so I need like all the leg I can get. So I'm going to do the no-show sock.
It's not flattering. You want to make the leg look as long as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it's functional, like walking in poison ivy. But that's about it.
Or you're afraid of getting bit by a snake.
Yeah, snakes.
Yeah.
But do we think, like, working out at the gym, it's cute that's to have, like, a high scrunchy sock over a legging?
I do that. I do that when I travel, like, if my little airport
Like, that's me
fits.
At the gym. That's my little Nike.
I mean, if you guys want to look like you have short legs, then go right ahead.
That's a no.
Listen, we talk
This is
here.
Probably why I've never been hit on at the gym.
It's exactly why.
Because of my socks.
They think that you...
And just so you know, I have like, two pairs that I rotate and I keep washing them because I won't go to the gym if they're not clean.
I think it's time. You have great legs. What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't even wear shorts at the gym. I'm covered.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I do like
it. Isn't working out in shorts weird?
No.
I don't want my bare leg to touch like a sweaty piece of equipment.
But she's not going to work out.
Well,
like maybe halfway.
I lift. But, like, I, like, listen to music and stuff.
If you're lifting, you don't... Listen, here's the new plan. I'm reestablishing a game plan for you.
Okay, we're
going
to find me a man. How do I find... There's one man I think is incredibly fine at my gym. Like, I'm so attracted to him.
All right.
The other day, I finished my workout, and he was taking a class, and I joined the fucking class.
All right, so here's the plan.
Is he gay? I don't know, maybe.
What kind of class are we talking?
It was a treadmill weightlifting class. Like a...
Like you lift while you...
You're... A part of it, you're, like, running on the treadmill. Okay. And part of it, you're doing weightlifting.
But not simultaneously.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So I think we need to wear the shorts, mm-hmm. spandex shorts. Short. Not like to the knee ones, like
okay. the micro.
Yeah, we gotta go micro. Not like ass cheek showing.
Yeah, no twat, but.
No, but like somewhere short. Between knee and crotch.
Okay.
Yeah.
No show socks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like a boxy, like yeah. tank top yes. or something.
And then lube up the
good,
legs.
I got a good piping hot one.
And you gotta lube the legs. No one likes the ash.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a spray tan, so I'll do this as soon as I get home.
So excited.
Yeah, you can't work out.
I'll let you know.
Spray tan.
Now, if you marry this man at the gym, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that on the wedding day, you wear those biker shorts under your wedding dress.
Done.
Something blue.
And they're going to be blue. Okay,
they'll be blue. Done.
We're writing your future.
Okay. So no high socks and booty shorts at the gym. Keep you posted on next week's podcast if he hits on me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to do it. And then you need to go over, just like do an Alexa bend.
Over?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like an Alexa bend. So we talked about in the last podcast.
Yeah.
Alexa does a special bend.
Okay.
We were on a party bus once where someone mistook me for 24. And Brazilian, so it wasn't just a good day. It wasn't just a good day for her. I asked her to go into the cooler and get me a water, and she does this like, she's in like this little romper thing, and she just like bends.
Will you show me?
I don't know if I can. I don't have boobs, so I don't know if I can do it. But let me see.
All right, we'll commentate.
Okay.
Take off your headphones. Okay. She's walking. She's walking.
Swiveling her hips.
Commentate, Erin, what she said.
And she just kind of delicately, not like a full bend, almost like a knee bend, and then she
do it again.
Gets her drink.
Her knees like stay together.
Now, is your butt facing the guy, or are you facing the guy? The butt. Okay. So knees together.
And then your butt goes to the side.
Yeah. It's a little angled.
Yeah.
Do it again with your, let me see your hands. One more time.
Give us soft hands.
I'm not Alexa, though. I don't even know if I'm doing it good.
Yeah, no, you're doing it just like her. Okay. You look like you are Alexa. Okay. My drink. All right, she's going to pick up her drink. Okay. Pretend it's a weight at the gym. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? I got to do like
Yeah. So okay. So she delicately grabs the weight, but she lifts it with vigor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my high socks, my.
So.
Okay.
So
we have a plan for me.
This is the plan.
All right. Okay, back to Fashion Nicks.
Oh, yeah. We keep going down a rabbit hole.
I knew it would happen.
Sorry, I knew this would happen.
Do you want me to share my other? Are we all sharing?
Yes, oh, no.
Okay.
No, we're going.
So the other one is also the same generation that's guilty of this one.
They don't know what they're doing, but neither did we.
Look, I'm not mad at like a mom jean, but on certain girls, they just don't do anything for you. Mm. You could have the best figure, but it looks like you're working with like a massive fupa and a flat ass if you have like a big mom jean on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bobbles, like we sell some great denim. A lot of them are kind of the mom jean look, but not some of the ones that like... The girls I see, I mean, it's just, I don't know where they got them, but yeah, not Bobbles and Lace.
Not a Bobbles and Lace. I think that what really makes it look like that, mm-hmm. that we're talking about, really has to do with the pocket placement.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, because no one wants a really tall bum.
You don't want a long ass.
That's exactly what was on the tip of my tongue, Erin.
Yeah. It's like when the pockets are too high, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're too high and too small.
Yeah. I'm going to show you guys a picture on Instagram.
Okay.
Of someone who, she's a hate follow for me.
We all have them. I love that.
She's an influencer. She fancies herself an influencer.
Uh-huh.
I think she lives in like.
When is that going to be over?
Hayden.
Yeah. But those are my two big icks.
Okay.
Yeah. It might just be because I'm old and, you know.
No, I think it's interesting. I'm listening to your icks, and they're really about best pieces for your body. So your pieces make sense, right? Those are two things that are not flattering if they're not done right.
Right. Yeah.
So they're extremely smart icks.
Yeah. And if it's like a drapey pair of mom jeans and you like size up and you belt it and you do like a, you know, kind of a skimpy top, it could be a totally different look. But if you're doing the mom jeans and you have the why the long ass and you know the tennis shoes, it's just not good.
And I, you know, I want to be real and say that not everyone can wear every style. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are so many styles that any of us want to wear that aren't right for a body. I can't wear a halter neck.
Why?
I just can't. That looks so terrible.
Random. And I can't wear. Yeah. That is so.
I don't have a neck, random. So I can't wear.
Have I ever worn a halter neck? Think
Never,
about it.
Ever.
I can't
but
wear one.
You, 2 years ago, you weren't wearing earrings. Now you wear the biggest earrings
possible.
Yeah,
I remember you used to talk about how you did earrings. Yeah.
Now I wear ornaments on my ears.
Next year, the next one, she's going to have a halter neck.
No, yeah. I look terrible.
The next thing, she'll wear exclusively halter.
Everybody has a thing. And it's okay. You have to know what works for your body. It's really quite important.
Yeah. Agree.
Preach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What trends for fall are you looking forward to?
I'm loving all the animal print. Yes. Animal print is a neutral.
Yes. Lindsay's like, you're going to get sick of it. Never.
I mean, I have so many good animal print pieces coming for my store. I'm so excited. My assistant store director, Maddie, she's so pumped. She loves an animal print. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for, you know, like the cherry red.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
I just love fall fashion.
I mean,
it's my favorite.
It's the best season.
Yeah. It's because it's just not like you're not sweating your tits off.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really style things and add like a blazer and, you know, or a leather jacket and not die. I mean, it's still like 100 degrees in Atlanta right now. So definitely looking forward to fall fashion.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of animal print, specifically leopard.
A lot of leopard.
Wait.
I love it.
My mob wife over here is drooling.
I can't wait.
She's jumping at the bit.
I got that dress you wore on the last live. The
so
long
good,
one.
Right?
I have that. I have like a short one I ordered. I have a heel.
Yeah, I saw you got the heel. I love
you got the heel. You're the first to get the heel.
Yeah. I sold a pair out of the box before they were even inventory. Yep.
They're so good.
Yeah.
What do you love most about your store, whether that be in any regard, like your business? What are you loving?
I mean, I love that there was like a model and a framework, but that Lindsay lets us have like autonomy to kind of design the store, because my store is very different from all the other stores. It's very like bright and light.
Yes.
And I have wallpaper, but you know, I love that, and then I get to do all my own buying, which is, you know, that was kind of the cherry on top and, you know, why we signed on and did what we did, because of the autonomy. And it's not just, you know, some of these other franchises out there where, you know, it's your store, but you don't really get any say, basically.
Yeah.
And I just love, you know, we have people who, you know, every day there's new people coming in, which I love, but we definitely have our, you know, loyal clients, people who come from, you know, 30 plus minutes away, which in Atlanta, nobody wants to go anywhere more than, you know, 15 minutes away. So I love our community. My voice just went really high there. I don't know.
I like it.
I sounded like I like hit puberty. You know that like viral meme with that little, like Little Women, is that the PC term? She like walks in the room, she's like, hey.
Oh my little people. I love little people.
There's a Little Women Atlanta, actually.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know.
My brother's a big fan of that show.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge fan of Little People.
I love it. I'm gonna find them, but anyway, that's, I felt like I was giving
that
when
Juicy,
I was like,
I think that says it. Yeah.
You know her name.
I know them all.
God. Bert loves a little person.
Love. Yeah. It's my sign from God that everything's on the right track. If I'm feeling discouraged, I usually run into one, and then I'm good. Might have to edit that out.
Maybe.
But it's all good things. I'm not saying anything negative.
I love them.
It's great.
It's really great. It's really great. They're the housewives. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know? So, coming up on your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
If you could talk to Erin on her first day of her first year in business, what advice would you give her?
I mean, I knew it would be a lot of work, but I think after you have that party, that's when the real work begins.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we had a massively successful grand opening party. Yes. And I remember at the time not really having any concept of what, you know, a good Saturday was. And so I have really high expectations for myself. Mm. And I wanted more. And looking back, I'm like, shit, we made a lot of money that day, you know? Yeah. Like, I'd like that every Saturday, yes, actually. But I remember after that party, that next day, I went and got a foot rub. Love a foot rub. Ugh. There's a place I got to take you, gals. It's near my house. And you're in this room, and they have all these recliners, and the lights are off, and they wash your feet. And then you do an hour, so you get 30 minutes on one foot and 30 on the other.
We're doing that.
I've literally dozed off and woken myself up with one of these. Like, you know, you snort yourself awake. It's so embarrassing, but it's like the best $50 you'll...
$50, that's it?
Yes.
It's reflexology, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's kind of the... It's so good, though. Anytime I have somebody in town, I take them there. It's like a little, you know, my little treat.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
So I was there getting my foot rub, and I closed my eyes, and I couldn't even relax because I started thinking about all the things I had to do, you know, because that's when the real work begins, basically. And I remember the guy rubbing my feet was probably like, I wish this bitch would, like, put her phone down and relax. But I was just so nervous just thinking about all the things I needed to do. So I would tell myself, you know, manage your expectations, basically. And I knew it would be hard work. And I think a lot of people go into owning their own business and thinking you're going to have all this free time and, you know, you're going to travel and you're going to go on all these girls' trips because you don't have, you know, this corporate job where you have a limited supply of PTO.
Right.
No. I mean, that's not been my experience, but it's been, you know, worth it because also I get to work for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to do something that's relatively easy in the grand scheme of, you know, in terms of
not saving lives.
Yes, right. Well, exactly. Because you love it also. Yeah, and you're doing what you love. You're like, I love to yap and, you know, talking to people and styling people. And, you know, I've made friends who, you know, started out as clients, basically. And so it's definitely not, you know, that where you're, I mean, maybe like year two, three, four, five, you might have more time, you know, for travel. But I think I was a little delulu, as the kids say, about, you know, all the free time.
I think that's a really common misconception.
Yeah.
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 And you don't know it till you do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It eats you alive.
Yeah. But it's worth it. I mean, my day starts at 11 o'clock. Like, who else can say that? You know what I mean? Corporate job, you're getting up at 5, 6 o'clock and sitting in an hour, you know, traffic jam. And I mean, so the pros outweigh the cons for sure.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. And now, can't you ever imagine it any other way?
Yeah. No. Maybe only if I had a second store.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
What is your, because you're a very fun person.
Oh, thanks.
What is your philosophy when leading your team? Or how do you try to lead? What do you, like, tell me how you approach leadership in your business.
It's hard because I'm one of those people, I want everybody to like me. I mean, definitely the older I get, I care about it less than I did. But, you know, it's different. You know, I've managed a team of people when I worked in corporate America, but it's different when it's your business.
Yeah.
You know, you treat those people differently. You know, Jeff and I definitely try to take care of our staff. You know, I want them, and like my assistant store director, that's a position that we work so closely together and spend a lot of time together, so I need it to be someone that I would be friends with.
Yes.
But you have to manage it and like toe that line, because you also need to be able to, you know, not like discipline, that's not the right word, but you also need to be able to have hard conversations,
right?
You know, and so it can be awkward. But I mean, I think it's a testament there. We had an assistant store director. She started out with us in the beginning, and like she and I are friends now.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, I must not have been a bad boss if we're friends now, you know? And my assistant store director now, I mean, we'll go out to dinner and, you know, have fun. So I try to, you know, I guess be their friend, but also be a good leader.
Yeah.
And you know, mentor them in some ways.
Yeah. I think it'd be incredibly fun to work for.
I do too.
I think so. I mean, I'm sure I can be a real bitch too.
Can't we all?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
It's called being a human.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't lead anyone you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Maddie tells me all the time, she's like, you're such a weirdo. And I'm like, I know. like the other day she was in the bathroom and I went and hid in the shoe room and like jumped out and scared her.
That's fun.
She was like, you're such a weirdo.
But that's fun.
That is fun.
I know. Yeah.
I love that.
That's the kind of environment I like. I like fun.
Yeah. It's I try to keep it fun. Because like you said, we're not saving lives. No. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And it is really important to find fun in what people are doing.
Yeah.
I think that the word fun and having fun can be looked at as stupid or like not really having a purpose. But I actually think there's a huge purpose to having fun in the workplace. And there's not enough of it.
Oh, no. For sure. Yeah. I mean, we spend literally most of our week working.
Right.
So it should be fun, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a new mantra. It's called love what you do, have fun, and get a comfortable bed, because we spend most of the time working and sleeping.
Yeah.
You like that?
We're actually shopping for a new mattress right now.
Oh, me too.
Oh, exciting, guys. Yeah.
What'd you get? You just got one.
Yeah, I get a bed and a bag.
I'm too scared, because then what if you unroll it and you hate it?
I love mine.
Did you have it delivered, like, online? One.
Yeah, it gets delivered, comes in a box, you spread it out.
One.
What kind? What'd you get?
It's cheap. I'll send you a link. It's so comfortable. I had my last one for 7 years.
Temperature controlled.
Yeah. Oh, you want like the boot? You want top of the line?
Yeah.
We want the Porsche mattress.
We were looking at them on the plane on the way up, and I think it's like $12,000. Yeah.
$2,000. I'm in.
Yeah.
Mine was like $400, king size.
Oh yeah. Now I'm really in. You know what? I have the same. This is kind of gross. Maybe you'll tell me if it's gross. Me and Derek have been sleeping on the same king mattress since, let me think, for, 12 years.
We've had ours for like 10.
10 is usually the point you're supposed to replace.
But it was actually a hand-me-down, though.
My God, do you have back pain?
When I moved to Atlanta, I mean, I was poor, and I bought like a secondhand refurbished mattress. Yeah.
You got it from Derek's uncle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that gross?
No. It's time for a new bed. It's time for a new bed.
Yeah. I mean, just don't look up
anything about it.
Yeah. Like about how a mattress accumulates like
skin,
fart vapors and skin cells.
Yeah. And sweat.
Yeah.
Just don't think it helps that there's three dogs and sometimes two children in the bed. So.
Yeah. Probably not.
Puking and pissing and doing everything gross on the bed. Yeah. Do your dogs sleep in the bed?
One of them does. Guinness, of who course. Michaela has met. He's such a queen.
He's so funny.
I'm so jealous.
He starts out in his own bed at night. And then about 3 a.m. he comes over in his little tippy taps. He picks his, like, he stands up on his back legs and, like, scratches the side of the mattress. And I pick him up and I lay on my side and he curls up, like, right in the concave. I mean.
Where is he going?
Like, right in your, like, tummy area. He's the best cuddler. He's at our house. So, normally, when we go out of town, we take them. They have a camp they go to. They go once a week. They do.
They do GIMP?
They've so been funny. Banned they, from the pool, though.
Yeah.
They can't go to the pool. Because they freak the fuck out. Like, they were like, please do not bring them on Tuesdays when the tiny tots swim.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they're in the tiny tots room. So normally we take them to camp when we go out of town, but one of the girls who shops in the store, Lauren, shout out Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
She dog sits on the side, and she's a big dog lover. She's met Guinness because I bring him to the store.
Yeah.
He's got a little bed in there. I've tried to bring Pippin the first time, or the only time I brought him, he like shat everywhere.
He's so nervous.
I know. I need to like trank him and then try again. So Lauren is staying at our house with the dogs, and I'm so excited that they get to stay like in their own like
that's nice.
House. And I told her, I was like, he's the best cuddler. Just get ready.
That's awesome.
They're two Scotty dogs, in case you're wondering.
They're so cute.
They're really cute.
They're the same. They're from the same litter. So Guinness is 8 pounds and he's the runt, and Pippin is 23. So we think that Pippin maybe ate Guinness in utero, like part of him.
Oh my God.
Because he's a third.
My cousin's pregnant right now and her baby ate its twin.
Oh, Jesus.
We love it. It's so
Do you
kind of
wish you had eaten your twin?
Never. I bet he wishes he ate me.
Sometimes, probably. Never. Shout out Bluest.
Never, ever. Couldn't live without him.
That's so funny. That's horrifying. I know. Is she freaked out by it?
No. But it's like, if you knew her well, it's perfect. She's like a little weird. She was even sad. Though she comes across so adorable. And like, she is. But like, a science experiment in her uterus is perfect for her.
Wow.
I'm no, into she it. Wasn't sad because it was like before she even like knew anything.
So they're okay.
They're like, oh, there were actually two, and it looks like one absorbed the other.
Okay.
The best. Oh, but if I ever have children, I do want to call them my litter.
All right, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I see that for you.
I like it.
My son's hamster ate its sister of recent.
Britney Spears.
I mean, I've heard that some animals, prairie dogs, are like that. Wait. They're cannibals.
They're so cute.
I know.
What?
Yeah, I learned this. I was in Cody, Wyoming with my mom, and I thought they were the cutest things. And we did this, like, tour situation, and we were told that they're just the nastiest little critters. I know. Yeah.
A prairie dog?
I'm slightly shook from that piece of information. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, Bobbles After Dark's getting the good shit.
Yeah, all the animal.
I mean,
the animal stuff.
Yeah.
Good shit.
I like it. I want to talk about where we are and Erin's first impressions. So, obviously, we know Erin is from LA.
Lower Alabama.
And Atlanta. And this is her first time up in Saratoga Springs.
Yes.
New York.
Yes.
So, what are some hot takes in your first 3 hours?
Yeah. So, I've been in New York City a few times, but that's the extent of my New York travel. I was excited, to escape the hellscape of Atlanta.
Yeah, the weather is beautiful up here right now.
Yeah, it's great. Airport sucks. Went to Dunkin' Donuts and just trying to get a coffee, and those are some real raging bitches at that Dunkin' at the Albany Airport. Yeah.
Really?
Hot take number one.
Okay.
They also didn't have a jelly stick. Jeff, I guess... It's like a northern thing. You can get them in Boston.
A jelly stick?
Yeah. You guys don't know what a jelly stick is?
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is. I've just only seen the people with me you order a jelly donut. You can get them at
Honeydew.
I'm picturing
for sure the
like case. The cruller. You know when you grant the get me a chocolate glazed cruller.
But it's like a stick.
Right.
It's a cruller. But it's a stick.
It's just an undone loop.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's an undone donut.
So, yeah, I mean, Atlanta's the busiest airport in the world, but it has its perks. I mean, you make it, there's like a million security lines. You know, Albany is like, I can just already tell when we leave, it's going to be a challenge. They ain't got digital ID, you know? So that's my first hot take. And then Saratoga, cute. I'm like oddly shook by all of the homeless people here.
There is a lot. I don't know why. We'll have to ask either. Sydney tonight.
Yeah. Also, the fucking bees.
Bees?
Yes.
Bees are, it's Lindsay's
they've
fault.
They've been chasing me all over town.
They've been chasing Lindsay, too.
I don't know if it's because I smell good.
It's because they know you were allergic.
I don't know if it's my fit.
Mm. They know you're allergic.
Maybe, but...
Supposedly, it's a good... we looked up the spiritual meaning of bees the other day.
Give me a cardinal. I don't want a bee.
No. Bees are good, too.
Bees are good. They're all about community. That you're... with your people and you're building a community.
Do they want to be my litter?
Yeah, they want to be your litter.
Litter.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
So it's a good
sign. They still
sign.
Scare me, though.
Yeah, something about them are just kind of annoying.
Maybe next time I should just stand still.
I was fine with them until my foot turned into a football 3 weeks ago.
Lindsay got stepped on
me. Yeah, she
told
us, yeah.
Yeah, the bottom of my foot. And
that's terrifying.
Swelled up beyond the ankle.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It is stupid.
Had a cankle.
Yeah.
Her foot was
and it was a honeybee.
Well, these are like bees or I don't know the difference.
Are they wasps?
I think they're
a honeybee is usually hairy and fluffy and cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cute. I didn't even know they sting. People always said, oh, those don't sting. They sting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my hot. I mean, we've literally been here
for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lift. Also, Jeff is such a like diva. We like get to the airport in Albany to order a lift, and they don't have like black cars here, like the black car option.
Oh my god, that's so funny!
So we had to slum it.
That is
according to Jeff.
So funny.
I love that he's the bougie one.
Yeah. He really is. He created a monster with me too. I mean, I'm just a simple girl from Lower Alabama. Now he's got me flying first class.
That's I love great.
Just kidding. So yeah, those are my hot takes on Saratoga. Just been here a couple hours, but excited to see the ponies.
Mm. Oh, we're so excited. So what we're doing here, why the hell are we in Saratoga? We are here for our first ever franchise retreat. We're really looking forward to having a meeting of the minds with a lot of our franchise owners. It's the first one we're doing ever. I'm so amped for it. So tonight we have a welcome dinner.
She's already had a couple drinks.
One. Easy. I had a stutter when I was a kid. Did you know that? I had a really bad stutter growing up. Really, really bad. When I get nervous, it comes out.
I had a boss that had one, and I would try to, I know you're not supposed to, but I would try to like just finish it for him, just like spit it out, because I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
But I've since like heard that you shouldn't.
No, just let me stutter away. When I present tomorrow, I'm probably going to be stuttering, just okay. So you know. Then we have a whole panel day tomorrow, but the fun part starts on Thursday when we're going to the races for the first time. Should you bring a hat?
I did. I brought two options.
You did? I didn't bring one.
And somebody's going to have to help me with it. I got it on Amazon.
I got you.
And it came with like a headband and like a clip.
Okay.
So I don't know if I clip it to my head or if I clip it to the headband.
But you can do it either way.
Okay.
Sydney will do you. She clips people in all day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I brought both. And these baubles bitches know how to dress. So ask me how many pounds my suitcase was for
I love it.
2.5 days.
I love it.
Oh, we're like gonna be decked.
62 pounds, I think.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sydney was like, people don't really dress for this. I'm like, oh great, we are.
She's like everyone's wearing color. I'm like, good, I'll be in black.
Yeah.
Funeral director.
My like race dress is black, but it's
mine is too.
Polka dot.
Nice. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I'll be a virgin in white.
Mm-hmm. So pure.
I'm so pure. Well, it's nearing the end of our fantastic time together. We could sit and gab all day long about nothing.
Yeah, I could keep going.
Yeah.
We could keep going all night. We'll just leave this on for the rest of the night. Just attach it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be very, very.
We should live stream from the welcome dinner.
Oh, we should.
Oh,
but we kind of are.
Maybe Kelsey will.
I don't really know how to live stream, to be perfect.
It's just doing an Instagram live.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be in a live.
Yeah, but you can
we'll go live.
We'll go live at some point.
Yeah.
Well, Erin, why don't you give yourself some shameless plugs?
Yeah. I mean, best clothes in Atlanta, for sure. We're worth the drive. Come to East Cobb. You know, you can get there. I don't care where you are in Atlanta. Half an hour. I promise you we are worth the drive. You're going to have clothes that nobody else is really going to have. I don't really do many restocks, so that everything is like exclusive and hot, and you know, don't be basic in Zara and look like everybody else. Come to Baubles and Lace Atlanta. We ship, we have Venmo, DM us, virtual orders, Baubles and Lace Atlanta on Instagram.
You do a lot of virtual orders.
You sell
a lot virtually.
I feel like we have a lot of exclusive pieces. Sometimes I buy like crazy shit. Like I bought this like denim like tube dress, and it has lace top.
Yes, that is.
I saw that and I was like, I showed it to my friend. I said, should I get this for the store? And she said, it's giving Dolly Parton. I said, that's a yes.
Yeah.
I bought it and I kept one for myself. And I don't know if I've sold one yet. I just put it out not that long ago.
I
have definitely had to like temper buying like the fun stuff, like you and Mackenzie kind of like got me in check with, you know, get some staples, get some basics. But we have both. I mean, we have stuff for everybody, honestly, any body type, any age. Like we got the fun pieces. I had a woman, there's a woman that comes in, Doris, love her. She says that I'm her emergency boutique because she knows she can come there when she needs something for an event. We're gonna have something like no matter what. Yeah, so
that's great.
Yeah,
it's true. We love it. And what's your address in East Cobb?
Yeah, so we're 1311 Johnson Ferry Road, Suite 132. We're in the Whole Foods. We're right across from Whole Foods, so you could go get yourself some asparagus water and then come shop
and then get your nails done and then go to Bobble.
Nail salon next door. I don't know the name, but I go there and I get my nails done. They're great.
Make a day of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a day of it. We got a Sephora.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in. And stay tuned. Follow the Instagram for some exciting news coming from BNL Atlanta, BNL ATL.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for doing this with
thank
us.
Thank you, guys. I hope I was as funny as you guys. Like,
you are.
Made me out to be.
You are.
You're fabulous.
This is a dream. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
Remember, you were nervous?
Yeah.
I know, but the tequila helped.
Yeah, the drinking helps. The drinking helps.
I mean, it's BNL After Dark, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Stay tuned for next week for some more exciting content. We'll see how Michaela's gym date goes.
Yeah. Yes. I'll keep you guys in the loop on that.
Yeah. You have a mission.
I have the shorts. I already have the fit. It's just the going.
And you get two pairs of sneakers.
I got to go at Seek. He goes on Saturdays at 7:30.
Oh.
P.M.?
A.M. So.
You have your marching orders.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
We know what we're doing. Well, thank you again, and we will see you guys next week for Bubbles After Dark.
Ciao, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.